You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you're afraid of being a jerk, here are a few tips from our next guest. Don't write entire sentences in emojis. Not everything is a photo opportunity. Chris Black is a brand consultant and the author of the forthcoming book, I Know You Think You Know It All, advice to help you stop looking like a jerk in public and online. Welcome to Marketplace Weekend.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. So just as a thought experiment, I'm going to read some tweets to you and you're going to tell me if they're jerky. All right.
Okay.
The most interesting part of the Michael Phelps DUI is that as a multimillionaire, he chose to live in Baltimore. And then another one from the same person who said, I would rather have dental surgery than listen to a new Childish Gambino mixtape. I don't know. This person sounds kind of jerky to me.
Who
is that person?
That person is me.
Yeah.
That person is me. Those things are very, I mean, I think having an opinion can be a little jerky sometimes. That's the beauty of Twitter, though, I think, is that you can choose to follow me. And if you find that jerky, you can no longer be a part of that anymore. You know what I mean? I think that's the beauty of it.
Let's get into some rules. Tell me how not to be a jerk.
There's so many rules. I mean, there's 500 rules. Don't pull your phone out of the table. Don't use the term YOLO. It's expired. There's things that everyone can do, no matter what your age or what you're interested in. You know, airplane etiquette. There's all kinds of things we tackle in the book.
Are there specific sort of 21st century bits of this, do you think, that have come up the more parts of our lives that we spend online?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I think things like some people like to make plans via Twitter. And that's not what it's used for.
You know, but who cares, right? Like, if I tweet at my friend, I'm going to see you at this bar for drinks.
Oh,
who's that hurting?
If there's one tweet, it's not hurting anyone. But I've seen it go much longer than that. And if there's multiple people involved, it can be a full, it can clog the feed, as they say.
When you thought about trying to kind of come up with entertaining rules of the road, what standard were you trying to adhere to? Is it a young person's standard?
For me, it was, I mean, I'm 32 years old, so I feel like I'm old enough to have a little perspective now, which I know might sound ridiculous to some people, but, you know, I'm old enough to look back
a little bit
and see that things have, you know, certain things are back in style, for example, or certain things are more accepted than they were 10 years ago. So I think 10 years is a nice amount of time to see things kind of develop and evolve. It's a standard that I made up, I guess, you know.
And 10 years from now, will you look back and say, oh, God, I was a jerk?
Oh, 100%. When I was working on this book, I mean, the way you know, a lot of the research involved was you can download your Twitter history into an Excel file. So I was cringing at things I said in 2008. I'm just as guilty as everybody else. You know, it's a learning process. So I was working with someone and I was just like, wow, I can't believe I said that. You know, there's certain things I couldn't believe I did, but, you know, it's all out there. That's the crazy part about it. It's all there. It's all public now. That's there forever.
Did you learn anything about humanity in terms of how we put ourselves out in the world that you think is relevant, not just online, but kind of how you go forward in life in this process?
I think a lot of people in social situations are kind of preoccupied with all this stuff. Young people especially, it's like if you've grown up with the internet and grown up with an iPhone, it's a very different mindset than someone like me or you. I was stuck on a plane the other day and the girl in front of me, I looked down and the speed at which she was moving through her social media accounts on her phone was mind blowing to me. You know, and this person again is probably in her early 20s, but like flying through it, taking selfies, doing all of those things so quickly. And that was like, it was clearly something she did all the time, no matter what the situation was.
It feels to me like one of the things you're trying to skewer here is narcissism.
The internet is the king of it. You know, it allows for it. And there's a fine line there between I have this thing I'm doing, I want you to know about it, versus which is totally okay. I mean, that's what it should be there for. You know, I'm going to use it to try to sell this book. But there's a line, you know, there's a fine line there. And I think a lot of people, it's like, you know, sharing a picture of your lunch and that sort of thing in particular is really grating to me. I don't think I'm the only one out there. I don't think I'm the only one that's bothered by that, you know?
Pick one rule for me that you think is surprising.
If you're over 30 years old and you haven't done something, then you shouldn't do it. And I think that's true with the selfie, especially. If you're not taking selfies, you're not putting those up all the time, and you're of a certain age, you shouldn't be doing that. I don't think that's who you're.
I don't need to start.
You don't need to start now. Exactly. That's a rule that I live by all the time. There's certain milestones in your life, and that's one of them, I think, that you don't need to be doing anymore. Selfie, to me, is obviously an overused word. I mean, there's the song with it in it now, but I think that is the like you mentioned earlier, the king of the narcissism. That's what defines defines it to me, because words are words, and that's very different. Those can be read differently, but a selfie is a selfie, and that's just, you know, there's no way to not think that's narcissistic.
Chris Black is the author of I Know You Think You Know It All, advice to help you stop looking like a jerk in public and online. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you so much.
I'm expressing with my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well, I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella.